Yay!
Hello.
Hey, I'm so upset because, like, sorry, literally
It's
right off.
delayed.
No, I was just gonna say that every single time, like, like, the podcast starts, I am the most obnoxious I've ever been. Like, why every time I'm like, wow, like,
You
no one wants to
literally
hear
put
that.
on the biggest like hat I've ever seen. It's so weird.
I know. I was just talking about literally how I don't change personalities. And I don't think I really do, but sometimes I just get like a little bit more like, hey, like no one wants
Yeah,
that
I remember when like the first stages of recording this podcast, I was like, why can't you just be yourself? And you were like, but the podcasts I listen
girl.
to, they are professional. And I was like, okay, well, we're not them. Like, I don't know what
Right.
to tell you.
That's so funny too. That could be like a whole like convo in itself because like how we came to find our brand, like I don't even think our brand is our brand. Like I feel like it's just us because at first like I really had an idea of what it should be like when we started this podcast.
Right.
But then like I came to realize, girl, like people want to see us, like the people from the lives, people from Instagram, like it doesn't really matter.
The people what they want.
Give them what they want, girl. They want us.
I do prefer doing the lives just because we can talk to people and like the conversation flows. And this way we do have to think up like what we're going to talk about. We do have a lot to talk about though. We got some updates, we got some tea, we actually don't have tea yet. I don't
We
know
have
why I said
no
that.
tea.
We have
We will
drama.
though.
As usual, we're here to fill you in on this week's pop culture. Like, just go crazy, like, change the
Literally.
complete genre of the podcast.
Imagine we just start talking about like Taylor Swift's new show. Like no one cares. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow, you got her good. And did you see a couple people? I'm just gonna dive right in. A couple
Yeah.
people have been posting this like list of like the top 10 artists on Spotify or something. And it was like number one was Taylor Swift and number two was like Drake. And then I think Elvis was like number four. But then I don't remember who it was. So sorry if this was you and like I can't give you a shout out. But someone
Bruh.
like exposed it for being a lie because Elvis is not on the top 10. And I was like,
I
of
saw
course he
that.
isn't. Like, I don't know why he would. Like, he's not releasing music.
Well, I saw like I think the post that was circulating was something specific. It wasn't like top 10 artists of like right now, like in culture
No,
right
it
now.
was Spotify streams or something streams in the last so and so days or weeks or whatever.
I think that, I mean, I don't know if it's false or not, girl, but I would believe that more than I would believe like Elvis is still number four and no one has surpassed him since. Like, you know what I mean?
Number four. Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed fishy anyway, but I only saw a couple people posting about it, but then I saw someone debunking it and it made me laugh. Just 'cause like I've never paid attention to things like that. Like I would never like that would never be a flex. Like if even if like I loved the number one artist, I
Yeah.
wouldn't be like the number one artist 'cause it doesn't make sense. 'Cause what says who? Like I don't understand.
Right.
You can't measure, first of all, like Elvis was alive, and so many people who it measures up against were not alive during the times of streaming and things like that. Like, you couldn't physically do
Exactly.
that.
Well, that's what I was gonna say too. Like, remember that time? It was a couple years ago, but remember when like Justin Bieber like did something that like it surpassed the record Elvis had set for something, and then
Yeah.
everybody freaked. But I was like, girl, you can't measure the standards of now to then, because now we have streaming. Now we have like back then, people had to get up out their
Physically
house,
go, yeah.
go buy the album, go like I don't even know how they got the stats back then, but now it's so easy for you to see like
Yeah.
who listens to your stuff because it's a tap of a finger, girl. You have the whole album.
Yeah, I agree. And also, I just don't think it like matters to me. I mean, I'm not like,
Yeah.
I love music, but I'm not like, I wouldn't call myself a music buff or at least like, not modern music anyway. Like, I love music and I have like, good music knowledge, but I'm not out here like the statistics on this are going crazy. Like the number, like I could care less. Like I
Exactly.
really, that does not interest me. But like I get why people find it interesting, to a
Well, I
degree.
mean, it's cool for Elvis like to still have like, and in some areas, of course, he still has those stats. But like for me, like you say, like music, girl, I couldn't live without music. Music is my favorite thing in the whole
Yeah.
world. But like, I like, I like the music that I like, and if you don't like it, then I really don't care. Like, I don't give a crap. Like, if you don't
Yeah.
like the music I like to listen to, then don't listen to it. So in my head, I'm not like, well, Elvis has to be number one or else. Like, girl, I don't really care who else listens to him. If I'm listening to him and I enjoy it, then that's it. And like, he doesn't need that stat to be relevant, as we've seen. Like, girl, he's not going nowhere, girl, whether he's
Right.
like
And
10th or first.
also for me, it's about consistency, right? Like you can have a hit song nowadays, especially with TikTok and things like that, and actually no one knows who you are, no one knows your other songs. Like you can have a hit song and like that's it and
So
fizzle
true.
out. But like I feel like Elvis is so lasting. Like he's been dead now longer than he was alive and he's still popping. But we're not here to
True.
compare him anyways, because honestly,
True.
it wouldn't be a conversation.
Right, you would get upset real fast, girl, if we started that train.
That
So
is so rude. And also,
I
why,
love it.
like, you don't need to like put down a modern artist to bring up Elvis at all, because I trust Elvis don't give a fuck.
Girl, that's the thing. Like, we've always said that too. Don't put, and it goes for everybody. It goes for like people in his life, goes for modern artists now, goes for everybody. Like, you don't need to play villain to like, make him seem more important, because like you said, he truly doesn't care. And at the end of the day, he really isn't going anywhere. Like, girl, just accept that he's
Yeah.
just like here to stay, no matter what Spotify Wrapped has to say about him. Like, I don't know.
Just Spotify Wrapped, girl, my own personal statistic. But literally saying Elvis
Woo!
is the number one when he's like my number one artist. I'm like, he's the number one. Like, you are in the 6% of listeners. Let's stop.
Please, 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 please. You just like lie to everybody.
Literally just like false statistics. Like, what is your problem?
Oh,
No.
that makes me think of that idea that we had to like make a whole Instagram just like of lies.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
I did not
Do you know what I
remember.
mean? When we're like, oh my gosh, guys, have you seen the Double Trouble trailer release for Double Trouble 5? Like, just like random lies that like just aren't happening.
What? Just
Do you remember
complete
that?
BS.
When Maggie was over at my house. Woo!
That's the tea.
The tea is, Maggie came to visit me for my graduation. I graduated from college. But she stayed for 2 weeks.
Congratulations. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Ew,
Ew.
I'm sorry, girl. No, but she came to visit me. She stayed at my house for 2 weeks. We had the time of our lives.
Honestly, can I just
And
say all we did was eat food and drive around? But it
we
was the
ate
time of
food.
my life. Like, it was so fun.
No, we had a great time. We went to like everything that she wouldn't have in like
Yes.
England. So we did a bunch of like local stuff from where
So, can you
from where I'm
speak?
from. Literally, no.
It was so much fun.
It was the best. Like, if you guys have known us, you know we've been friends for like coming on what now, 5 years?
I think longer. I found out the other day, I've been on Instagram for 8 years. I'm a veteran.
In the Elvis community?
Yeah.
What? That's
So,
crazy.
coming up on my 10-year anniversary, I literally never post, so I don't know why I was talking, but I'm reposting.
Please. She does every now and then. She's not like, she's not making us tired of her presence. Because when she comes back, it's like, oh, Maggie's back, and everyone's excited. But if she posted every week, then no one would get excited. You know
Damn, I think they
what
would. But I used to post like 12 posts a day. Like I was
Yeah.
obsessed. But yeah,
I
I
can't. What was the Instagram community like for you without me? Because I feel like we are,
before.
you and I have just like, ew, I don't want to think about being here without you. Like, ew.
You've never been here without me, but I've been there without you. That's the
I
thing.
know that's crazy to think about. Like, what made you laugh? What made you smile? Let me know.
Nothing. Like myself, I really don't speak to people. And if you know me, no, you don't, because I don't speak. Everyone knows I don't speak to people. I literally speak to you.
Right.
I love though interacting with people. I think whenever someone DMs me, I take free rein then of their life. Like I think I can voice note them. I think I could send them videos and pictures. I'm
Right.
like, yay! But I don't initiate it. So it's like I do
Right.
like to converse with people, but I feel like people are maybe not scared of me or don't like me, but like there's something there where there's like people don't feel the need to talk to me. That's so weird. But on the
Please being
lives,
sad.
I love it. I
Yes.
love talking to people. So it's like, please talk to me.
I was just gonna say, like, our whole like history of our relationship started with the lives, girl. So like
Oh, that's true.
that's like where people know us from. Like, that's where we, like, interact with people. That's where we have the convos. That's, you know.
That's the real shit. Like, if you honestly have never caught one of our late night lives, you don't know the story. You don't know nothing. I mean, we have fun on there. Like, it's so filterless. It's less filtered than this. And I feel like this is pretty filter-free. That's really hard to say.
Filter-free.
But back to Taco Bell.
Please. No, I was going to say... Yeah, I feel like that's... I mean, I've said this so much in this episode. I'm sorry. But, like, our brand, girl, whatever that is.
What is that?
I feel like... I don't even know, girl, to be honest, but I feel like we just, like, I know that we pride ourselves on, like, just absolutely not holding back anything, which could bite us in the butt someday, but I feel like our lives and our podcasts and whenever we're together, we just say what's on your mind and, like, act like weirdos sometimes. Ew, that was disgusting.
I'm cutting that out. I really didn't like when you said that. I don't like a lot of what you're saying. We just act like weirdos.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, sometimes...
I do know what you mean, but you're wording it really odd.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
No, I was just going to say, I was just... Girl, you've been saying it. Like, how about you shut up for once? But, No. When we first started, I was like, girl, we got to have, like, you know, podcasts are profesh. But, like, you can be, and it can be, but I feel like this...
I mean, at this point, everyone has a podcast, not to interrupt you, but I will. I hate when I listen back on these and I'm editing them and I interrupt you, but it's all I fucking do.
No, that's your brand. That's your brand for real. Oh, I'm sorry.
It is interrupting people, but, like, with a purpose. In my opinion.
Right. She always has something to say. Like, she always has something to make you a better person.
Something about Maggie is she will overtalk you. Like, she will speak up.
No, go off.
You know what? I don't even know what I was going to say.
Yeah, karma. Karma for you.
Joke. What was I going to say? This is so bad.
Our brand. We're not filtered. We love. Brand. It doesn't. We don't even have a brand, girl. We're just like, we are like, if you were to talk to us in person, this would be us. Like, we don't put on for the camera.
Right.
And, like, we're a good time. I feel like we're a good time. I'm entertained by us.
I do want to talk about meeting you for the first time, though, because that was weird.
Yeah, go off. Everyone wants to know.
I have to say, it was so awkward, guys. So awkward. Like, not for you or for me, but, like, for the people at the airport. Because I arrived, and I was so over it. I literally had never been on a plane before, got on the plane, thinking I was lit. I had a 1-hour flight, then a huge turnover, then like a 19-hour flight to get to you.
Ew, so that's disgusting.
All in all, it was like a whole 24 hours. Like, it felt like a whole, like, 2 days.
Like a whole 2 days, yeah.
Which it literally was, so it was like crazy. So I get there, my butt bones.
Out. They were out.
They were literally, you know when SpongeBob, like...
Yes.
Like Patrick's bones are just sticking out of his
butt. Yes, that was me. Like,
I was in so much pain. I didn't stand up once on the flight. I didn't stand up to pee. I didn't stand up to fart. I didn't stand up to like run away. Like, I literally did not. I didn't. I was sat the whole time. So it was really painful, guys. Just so you know. So I got there. Right. I was in a good mood. Obviously, I knew I was meeting you, but I knew I was going to be completely tired.
Yeah.
And like not able to do anything, and then seeing you for the first time, like not on a screen, was so surreal. Like,
it was crazy because I had this thing where I always thought Maggie was like super short. Like, I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why I thought that, but in my head, Maggie was just like really tiny. Like, kind of like my mom is 5 foot, and I always like thought Maggie would be like the height of my mom.
I'm definitely not that short, but I'm not tall.
She's not tall, but she's literally my height. Like, you are, like, 5'6", 5'7".
No. When I took my shoes off, girl, I was not. You've literally met me now.
No, I know. But, like, you weren't... I mean, in my head, I was, like, picturing you to be tiny. But you weren't. You were, like, pretty normal. Not normal, but, girl, you were, like, pretty average. You were, like, very close to me, and I just wasn't expecting that.
That's true. But I did turn up in my, like, 3-inch shoes. My platform trainers.
But anyways, I recognized more than just her height when she stepped off the plane, please. I'm just talking about your height the whole time.
You were way more American in real life. Like, you sounded really like you were putting it on. You sounded like fake. Like, I was like, why are you doing that? Like, why are you talking like that?
Imagine.
But it was so funny. And then I met your mom. Your mom was just straight up, like, the best person. Like, she is the mommiest.
True, she loved you. Okay, well, also, like, watching, I posted like a video of us like running to each other, except we weren't running, girl. I don't know what that was, but I like did like a little like skip, like jaunt over to you.
Waddled over.
What was I doing? And then I just like covered my mouth, girl, and like looked away because I couldn't look at you. Like, you were so real.
No, we both did the same thing, like where we kind of not cringed, but we like were like, I can't even explain what happened. Like, it was so weird.
Yeah. If you heard, like, the original audio.
It was just like, me going, no!
Literally, it's us going, woo! Like, I don't know what was going on.
It was crazy. Also, the start of the video is, like, the ceiling or the floor. And you're going, it's her.
True. That's her. Because I was hoping my mom would get it on camera, girl. Because imagine she didn't get it on camera. I would have literally died. But,
she did.
No, but I just remember, like, this is sounding very weird Stalker-ish. And homosexual. No, but like, no, but I remember like holding your hand for the first time, and I was like, she's real.
Oh my god,
it was crazy.
It was like meeting like Shrek.
No, literally, it was like meeting an unreal being. It was like, yeah, I don't even know,
like. It was like meeting like SpongeBob SquarePants. Like, it was so weird. Like, why are you here? Like, at Disneyland, when you meet Mickey Mouse, it's like, oh, that's Mickey. Like, that's what it was like.
Right.
You know, it's not Mickey. It's a guy in a costume. So it's like, you can never meet Mickey, but it was like meeting Mickey. Like, I can't explain it.
No, for real. It's not like meeting a person. It's not like meeting Elvis. It's not like meeting Dolly Parton. I don't know. But it's like, girl, it's meeting like somebody that you never thought was real in the first place. And then,
it's
like, they turn out to be real.
It's so Santa weird Claus. To meet. Yeah, it's so weird to meet your best friend, because it's like, I know you, you know me, like we are best friends, but it's like, I've never like looked you in the eyes, like in real life. So I couldn't look at you for the first day. Like, I don't think I looked at you. I was looking at you, but we weren't looking at each other at the same time.
No, I remember like exactly that. The drive home, I had to drive like 2 hours to take Maggie.
It was
like,
longer than that. It felt like four hours.
It was like, nothing ever felt like pushed or anything like that. No. Like it was very much like this. Like, we got on, but like just your physical presence, like looking at, like, I didn't look at you in the car like the whole way home, but we talked like this like the whole way home. But it was just like recognizing that you were next to me and not just on my phone was like a hurdle.
It was like a hard pill to swallow for some reason. And then, yeah, I wish we recorded, though. We had some really good conversations just about music on the way to your house. I don't even remember. But we were just talking about, like, you had a playlist ready and stuff. So we were just talking about, like, general things. But I wish we recorded it, because it was so pure and, like, just cool. Like, and we weren't talking, because the awkwardness, it wasn't even awkwardness. That's how, like, much, like, friendship is there, that like even the weirdness about it, it wasn't awkward. It was just weird. Like, it was just new and fun. So it was like,
definitely,
it was just cool. Anyway,
the rest of the time you were here, I was like, I can't like imagine living a life where we didn't meet in person. You know what I mean? Like, I can't, it doesn't seem real to me that I didn't know you before this.
And now I'm back home, I'm like, can you just come to me? Like, the first time it felt so like, oh, it felt like such a big deal, and obviously it was, but it felt like so like crazy. Like, I'm gonna be going across the world to see my friend.
Yeah.
Like, what are we gonna do? And like planning it and like making every day count. And now it's just like, can you just come over and like come clubbing with me? Like, I don't even care. Like,
literally,
I just like,
literally,
now I
see Barbie,
literally, like, just go to the cinema with me, like, just fun little things. Like, obviously we did do really fun things. We went to the cinema, we did just like friendship things. It was so fun to just like drive around. Like, that was my favorite part of the whole thing, was our drive and just like sing-alongs and
stuff. Well, you think of your best friend in person, the people that you hang out with all the time, you take for granted the fact that you could just call them and be like, hey, do you want to go see the movie? Do you want to go out to eat? Like,
right, yeah.
Do you want to do anything? And like, now that me and Maggie have had that, it sucks so much to have to go back to like, oh dang, like the Wi-Fi isn't even working enough for me to call you right now, girl. Like, I can't even talk to you for 2 weeks while I'm dog sitting. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, it is heartbreaking as well. Like, when, like, even my friends want to meet you and, like, all of that. So it's just, like, it's frustrating when it's, like, we're so far away and it costs so much, too. Like, if we were both even if we were both in America, it would cost a lot, and we're not. So it's like, it is, it's not impossible, of course, but it just takes
right
a lot of effort.
Right, a lot of effort, a lot of planning. But definitely, I've gotten asked this question so much. Mm. Like, if I was going to go see Maggie, if I was going to go, when am I going to go mm-hmm. visit Maggie? Like, from my family, but also from all of you guys. And yeah. It will happen. It will happen.
It is so going to happen. There's so much to do here, like, that you'll really enjoy. I feel like you'll love mm-hmm. the theater, the food, and, like, the nightlife and things. Like, I went there and saw things that I definitely don't have. Like, obviously, we had, like, a barbecue, which let's be honest, we do have barbecues, but it's not the same. Like, American barbecue, it's not the same
thing. The culture shock. It's definitely a culture shock. Like, I didn't expect that. Yeah.
I feel like the culture was shocked, though. Like, everyone who met me was like, oh, like,
right. Yeah. I remember my brother asking you, like, oh, like, what's your house? Like, do you have, like, a microwave or something crazy? Like, I don't know.
Like, I think he said, I don't even remember, like, some of the things were so funny, like, just asking yeah. things that, like, obviously we have, and then it would be something that we definitely didn't have. Like, people like, do you have lampposts? And I just laugh, like, obviously, and they'd be like, do you have mailboxes? Well, and like, well, no. Like,
yeah, it's yeah. Just, like, she doesn't so have funny. Mailboxes.
That was the first thing I noticed. I was like, the mailboxes, like, because we don't have them, so it was really funny.
Yeah,
and like, the houses are built obviously so different. So here we have like brick houses, and there it's like doll houses. Like, it's literally like.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even know. Wood?
Please. Yeah. They are built out of wood. Some of them.
But, yeah. And like, really green, like, loads of fields and like loads of space for every individual house, and like, not mm-hmm. having. I mean, like, I have a semi-detached house, so I like share a wall basically with another house. So it's like, it's interesting right. not to have, like, you have neighbors, but not really. Like, it was fun. So yeah, just little things like that that were so different, and like, will be so fun, like, for you to come here and see like how different it all is.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I just miss you. I miss you so bad. No,
literally, it was like an endless sleepover. Like, it was so fun. And like, the food so was fun. Crazy, guys. The food is crazy. It's not what you think. It's not what you heard. It's not what you smell. Like, it's right. so weird.
No, we just, that's all we did, girl. We just ate. We did a bunch of, like, candy, a bunch of taste tests, a bunch of, like, we went to, like, an amusement park. We went to a little, like, historical town thing. Okay. We went to.
I have to talk about Knoebels, because there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. We have, like, theme parks and, like, roller coaster places. There's a word for it. I'm literally blanking like an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
We have that. Like, we definitely do. Nowhere near on that scale that isn't like Disneyland Paris. Like,
right. You know, yeah, Knoebels was pretty big.
It was literally Disney sized, but it wasn't Disney. Like, it was huge.
It was just like rides and like games, food, pretty much Disney.
It was literally better than Disney, though. Like, this is my review. Like, segment, like, fucking review time. Literally, Knoebels ate, because Disney is so okay, not to like shit on Disneyland, because like, whatever, but let's be real, there's something. Please. Disneyland is so expensive, by the way, like, for what it is, for what you actually mm-hmm. get. And like, Knoebels had no lines. I don't think we lined up for anything. We lined up for one thing for like maybe 25 minutes, and then for the rest of the day, we got on everything. Like, we didn't have to line up at all.
I think the longest lines were for the food, to be honest. Like, we got on all the rides pretty quick.
And the food was actually really good, and it wasn't too crazy. It was like what you expect it to be. And it wasn't crazy busy, but it wasn't dead. Like, everything was jumping, like, and it was popping, but it wasn't so like nice. I can't breathe. Like, it was just so chill to walk around and like nice there. And the variety of rides, the log flume, I think we did that like five times. Woo! My favorite thing. I was so happy, because I literally was about to cry, because I thought it was closed.
Yeah, there was two. There was like, well, they're like water rides, and we went pretty like early, like quote unquote early in the season, so things are still opening up. So I think one of like the small water ride was closed, but the big one was open, so we got to ride on that.
It was just the best day. We spent like the whole day there, like, until closed, like, from open till closed. So fun to like we rode on, we got like a little ride from the car park to the actual place, like on this woman's like buggy thing. And she was still so there at the end. Like, it was the same woman at the end. Like, did you have a good time? I was like, oh my God, yeah. And like, it was just so good. People are so nice too. Like, just in general, like in Knoebels, they were really nice, but just in Pennsylvania, everyone was really nice to me. And like,
yeah, it's a pretty nice. I like it here. I like living where I live, but also like Maggie knows I'm not like a city person, but I would definitely, I wouldn't live in a city, but I would definitely visit one. Like, I've been to lots of cities and I obviously want to go to like, I've always wanted to go to England my entire life, but like, I want to go experience that.
Yeah. And I mean, London is worth going to. I really, I'm a London hater, to be honest. Like, just because I think London is so much like crazy compared to any other city. Like, it is so different. Like, you could say all cities are the same, which I do believe, but like, London is a different thing, to be honest. And like, I just do prefer where I live. Obviously I'm biased, but I know Mary would really enjoy it, so it's exciting to think about all of that stuff. Obviously, if you caught the posts, the edits, you know, like what our trip consisted of. We went vintage shopping, like in the what's it called, like the antique mall, which we definitely don't have anything really like that, at least not close to me. We do have, like, obviously there's loads of antiquing things to do. If you could hear my dog in the background, sorry.
Same, to be honest. They're on crack.
Obviously there is antiques, but it's so different. Like, it was pure Americana. Like, it was all, like, Barbie, Coca-Cola, like, loads of, like, furs and things. Like, we took so many cool pictures and, like, there's more to come of that. There's some Elvis stuff, too. Oh, what I really love, which was so unique, never seen anything like it, was like the whole like road had a like car boot sale or a yard sale.
Yeah, we took Maggie to a yard sale, but it was like a neighborhood yard sale. So basically, like, the whole neighborhood, if you want to partake, you can set up on your front lawn and like sell stuff from like this time to this time during the day in the neighborhood.
It was so amazing.
We went to that. Maggie got like a really cool like vintage dog from like World War II or something.
Yeah, I got like a little wind up dog. It said it was from, made in occupied Japan, so it was really cool. That's like, and it was made of like real fur. It was cool. It's in my little vanity case thing.
We love it. We did so much fun stuff, to be fair.
I'm just kind of like speed run in my head the things we did. Like, we went record shopping. Like, that was spontaneous though, because we didn't even plan that. And there was one like on the way. And the guy was so crazy. He was so nice.
But he was so nice. Yeah, he was wild, like, girl. But like, some of the things that we did that were spontaneous were like some of my favorite things. Like, that day was so fun.
I agree. Like, just stopping and like things to do. What are they? Not the pilgrims.
The Amish?
The Amish people. The pilgrims.
Yeah. Where did you see Amish people? Wait.
We saw them. They were selling like Oreos.
Oh yeah. We stopped at like this little We stopped at a farmer's market like type thing, but it was an Amish one.
It wasn't Oreos. Selling...
It was a whoopie pie.
It's like a big Oreo, like a real one.
Yeah. So just like certain things like that, Maggie never tried. Like, it just, wait, what were some of the things that you didn't try that I was like, you never had a whoopie pie? Like, girl,
we had crazy drinks also, like, every day. That's something about the USA. Everyone's always carrying a drink. There's some who want a drink. Also, you take away so much food from the restaurants. Like, that's the thing, like, taking home your food, which, like, obviously we do too, but it's not like everyone's always doing that. Like, it was custom to do that. Just carrying a drink around, that was my favorite part, like, honestly, of like the my
favorite part of America
that I miss. No, it was like the, oh, what was it, what's the gas station called? Sheets.
We went to Sheets, and Maggie, well, the sizes were like one thing, you couldn't believe that they were so big, but we got like sodas for like $1.30 or something. That
was crazy, like 2 liters. It felt it felt illegal. I was like, this amount of like drink like was crazy.
Yeah,
also I kept calling it petrol stations, and everyone hated me.
Everybody was like loving, like, my family still talks about Maggie like to this day. They're like, oh, I miss her, how she, like, they loved her, because there was just so many things to like. It's crazy because like, you're so different, like, you experience such different things, like, no one knows, girl, what you're talking about, but yet like, that's what we all bonded with. Like, that's what my family loved, is just like learning from you and like listening to you speak, and like, they all thought you were so funny and nice and stuff, like, so it was like
I felt really welcomed by everyone, and everyone like already knew me, and they were like, Maggie, and it was just so nice to be like, I felt famous, honestly, like walking around. I was like, everyone loves it.
Yeah.
And we went to get, what did we get? Italian ice, which I had never tried.
We went to Rita's.
Oh, amazing. And we got to like free sample. That was what was lit. And the guy was like, had a little hat on. So American, like, by the way, like little visor and stuff. Like, just so cute. And the woman in the line, like, in front of us was like, oh, my God, I love your accent. Where are you from? Like, everyone loved me. I felt
everybody. No, literally everybody. And everybody wanted to know where she was from. A lot of people asked, like, how we met. Like, this one lady in line once was like, so how do you know her or something? It was, like, crazy. And we got to talk about, like, Elvis a bunch and how we both, like, have fan accounts and do things online for Elvis. So, like, just – it always makes me smile when I can, like, bring Elvis into the conversation of how I met somebody. Because it's, like, girl, connecting – so cool. It was like, so fun.
And like, I got us matching Elvis shirts. It was just fun. Like, we just got to do like friendshipy type thing. Like, it was just really, but I got to go to your college campus, which is literally Disneyland. Like, it was so cute.
Definitely not, but yeah,
it was so beautiful though. Like, yeah, I just really liked all the architecture and things like that, like the houses. Oh, the sorority houses. Like, I thought I was in Monsters University. Like, that was cool.
Yeah, the sorority houses at my college are old, like, Victorian-style homes that they've... Like, this makes me upset, girl, because they've taken, like, the history out of them and stuff, but who cares? And they've given them to college kids who literally have parties at them every day. But that's fine, I'm fine. But, they're, like, huge, huge, like, Victorian-style houses.
Yeah, it was really cool to see, like, the Kappa whatever on the side and things like that. Like, that was...
Yeah, they all had their number, or their freaking letters.
Yeah, I got to see like a real American graduation. That was crazy. Like, seeing it was like 200, 300 people though. It was so big, so long. Sat on that seat.
Yeah, Maggie didn't have bleachers. She sat on the bleachers, watched me graduate. It was so funny though. Okay, this is like, no one cares about this, but like, I graduated with like honors, right? So when they read your name when they read your name at the graduation, they say your name and then like what honor you graduated with. And I was like rewatching. Maggie took a video of me walking across the stage and I rewatched it and I didn't hear the lady call my honor. And I was so upset because I was like, girl, I worked so hard for that. And they didn't even like announce my honor. I was so upset. And then like, I was like, dang it. And then like, we met up with some of my friends one night for tacos. And
that was so much fun. We got ice cream as well.
We got like all dressed up and went for tacos and ice cream. So funny. But she was like, yeah, that happened to me. But it was just because like, it was so loud in the video, you couldn't hear it. And I was like, well, Maggie's not that loud, girl. Like, she didn't, I could still hear my name. So like, I think she just skipped it. But then I went back to the live stream that they did of the graduation and they said it, but it was just Maggie screaming so like, loud for me.
In the
that
official
it, like,
recording, you could hear it, but in mine, it was just me going, what? Like,
literally.
And we did literally the national anthem too, which was so funny because I did it and I felt
you felt like an American and I'm proud to be an
I
American.
I did. I was like, I live here. That's what was so fun too. Like, I wasn't really there like on holiday. I was there like as your family, so it was really fun to do like local things and just like be a local. It was really fun. Like, I kept telling people like, oh, I'm going to see my friend, and they were like, oh, where's she from? In America. And I was like, it's not like that. Like, they were like, they like thought I was going to Miami or like New York or whatever, and I was like, I'm seeing my friend. Like, that's what I care about the most.
Right.
Like,
I felt bad. I felt bad because we didn't get to do like
we had so much fun. It literally doesn't matter. And honestly, I'm not like dying for those experiences anyway. Like, if I was, I could also just do them on my own. Let's be honest.
Exactly. Yeah, you'll never get to do freaking what, Knobles without me. So
no, exactly. Like, we did the stuff that like you know how to do and like where to take us and like the local things and like meeting your family was so fun. Like, all that sort of thing. So it was really a great trip that I'll never forget. I'm making a scrapbook. I brought home every receipt, every like piece of paper I could bring back.
Every packet of sauce in the world. Maggie just like took one of each.
I took everything like I needed to. I didn't even buy that much stuff from like the shops because I was just like, I just want the crap. Like, I just want the rubbish basically. But I'm making a scrapbook. I've ordered my prints. So don't try me.
Yay! I love it. I can't wait to come visit you. Can't wait to
it's gonna
experience
be
Birmingham.
Wow.
sorry.
Yeah. No, I am excited, but yeah, sorry this episode didn't really have anything to do with Elvis. It was just more an us update, if you will. But I really enjoyed it and talking about the trip and things.
Me too. I mean, we wouldn't have met if it weren't for Elvis. So big, huge shout out to him for giving me my bestie. You're my bestie. No lie. Like, I love you more than anyone in the whole world. And I wouldn't have met you if it weren't for him. So shout out.
True. Huge shout out to Elvis. And he did keep popping up in little places. We saw an Elvis bust, like, lamp, which are, like, I think Joey has one in Friends. Like, in, like, one episode, he has, like, an Elvis bust. I just randomly remembered that. But, like, stuff like that. We saw... he had some records at the record shop and at the yard sale and things like that. And yeah, he was just there with us.
So true. Like Elvis Magic, the one of my favorite. That's what I was just going to say. I usually see this truck that I've kind of correlated with Elvis now because I see it a bunch in Tennessee. Like, I remember the first time I saw it, but it's just a plain, it's literally a plain white truck, but it just has a giant E on the side. Like, and I'm like, okay, girl, like, that's crazy. But then when Maggie came, and I see it sometimes around here, but it's always one huge truck with an E on the side. But then when Maggie came, the night that she came, we were getting gas at Wawa, girl.
Oh, that was fun.
Literally, we love Wawa. But in the distance, I was, like, watching the interstate, like, the highway traffic. And there was the E truck, but it was two trucks together. Literally. On like the same, like being pulled together, and they both had an E. So like, I don't know, just so little cool. Things like that where he like knew we were together now. Oh,
we love to see it. So yeah, we love Elvis. We love you.
True. Thank you for her. Like, that's so magic of us. Yeah, but that was it. Hopefully we'll get some more content. I'm excited. I feel like summertime is our time usually to shine and pop. So
I think so too. We're both free as a bird now.
Right. We have a list anyways, and we're trying to do like little bite-sized chunks. I know we say this every single time, but hopefully we'll be able to like, we're going to do a little rebrand, little like, you know, fun moment. So
Maggie's working on some stuff. Did you catch that new intro?
Did you like that intro? We haven't made it yet, but we're gonna.
But when you listen to this, we will have. Did you like that?
Comment down below where there's no comments on a podcast. But let us know if you liked it. Also, follow us on the podcast Instagram because I feel like we need to get back into that.
Yeah, there's an Instagram, there's a YouTube channel, there's the Spotify, there's the Apple. Also, give us 5-star review on Spotify if you like it, because
if
I don't know
like us
why that's a thing, but I hope you think we're 5-star worthy. I think we have a 5-star rating because one person gave us 5 stars, so it just gives you 5-star rating.
Yeah, thank you to whoever did that. And also follow us on TikTok, Elvis Right Now.
Oh yeah, plug it.
Yeah, because I'm going to Elvis Week in a couple weeks, so I'm going to use that for sure and make some content. Maggie, last year she made some at-home content that was really cool, so if you want just like both sides of the coin, make sure to give that a follow as well.
Yes, all right, we love you. We're sending you good vibes. And yeah, take it away.
Until we meet again.
May God bless you.
Adios.
Let's be on my way in the early morning.